Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. As you can see, we are on the road for freedom. Uh-oh, I think we just started a new program. Well. All right. So anyways, welcome. This last week was a tough week, but hey, we got her done, and here we are now this week. So we're going to finish up the book of Joshua this week, go into the book of Judges. Judges is an amazing, interesting look at the Word of God and the ways of God. You know, one of the most interesting things you're ever going to find about our God is that he's got a plan. He has a plan that does not fail. And if we trust him in that plan, that plan is going to bring some things to pass. And sometimes we look at it and say, whoa, Jesus, what's that all about? But it's always a good plan. And even in the children of Israel's mess, and they had a serious mess, and they would do wrong, and they would come back to God, God still loved them and still protected them, took care of them, promised to bless them. When they returned to him, he always takes good care of them. And, you know, if we can just see our place in God at this point in our life, I know I feel, might sound like I'm preaching, but I'm really not preaching. If we can see and find our place in God and where he is, what he's doing in our life, and not only win, we win mighty. Well, I've got the preaching, and I'm supposed to be reading the Bible. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen, and amen. You know, I'm going to need a pen and a piece of paper. You see where I've laid my pen, Mom? There's the paper. I think my shirt is hanging up. Don't mind us. We're just a little out of the norm. January. No. Joshua. Joshua chapter 19. Here we go, man. Last night at Denny's was a crazy night. I'll tell you when we get done. What a night. Joshua 19. We're going to be talking about Simeon's inheritance with Judah and some more inheritances, the cities of refuge and the cities for the Levites. Remember, there's a reason God is saying this over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Here we go. Chapter 19. The second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. They had in their inheritance Beersheba, Molenda, Hazer, Shual, Bela, Ezim, Eltolad, Bethel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth, Markabath, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebeiath, and Sheruin, 13 cities and their villages. Now, remember, you're going to hear all these cities again in Judges, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, because that's, these are all the cities of Israel. Here we go. And 7, Aen, Rimon, Eter, Ashan, 4 cities and their villages, all the villages that were all around these cities, as far as Baaleth-Beer, Ramah of the south. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. The inheritance of the children of Simeon was included in the share of the children of Judah. For the share of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within their inheritance of that people. The land of Zebulun, verse 10, the third lot came out for the children of Zebulun. According to their families, the border of their inheritance were as far as Sarid. Their border went toward the west and to Maralah, went to Dabasheth, and extended along the brook that is east of the Jokanim. No, Jokneam. Then from Sarid, it went eastward toward the sunrise along the border of Chislath Tabor, went out toward Dabarath, bypassing Japhia, and from there passed along the east of Gath Hepher toward Eth Kazin, extended to Ramon, which borders on Nea. Then the border went around it on the north side of Hanathon, and ended up out of Jephthah, included were Kata, Nahalal, Shimron, Idala, Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their families, these cities with their villages. The land of the fourth lot came out to Issachar for the children of Issachar according to their families, and their territory went to Jezreel and included Chesula and Shunem, Haphraim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbath, Kishion, Abiz, Remath, and Ganim, and Hadab, and Beth Paziz. The border reached to Tabor, Shah, Hazima, and Beth Shemesh. Their border entered at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Israel, according to their families, the cities, and the villages. The land of Asher, the fifth lot, came out for the tribe of the children of Asher. According to their families, their territory included Helkath, Ali, Betan, Akshaph, Alamelech, Ahmad, and Misha. Reached to Mount Carmel westward along the brook Shihor, Libnath, it turned toward the sunrise to Beth Dagon, and it reached to Zebulun to the valley of Jephthah El, then northward beyond Beth Emek and Neliel, bypassing Kabul, which was on the left, including Ebron, Rehob, Haman, Cana, as far as Greater Sidon. And the border turned to Ramah and to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the border turned to Hosa and ended at the sea by the region of Akzib. Also, Uma, Aphek, and Rehob were included, 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. You know, the more you hear about the villages, you think about a major city and then the cities that are around it. You got Detroit and Warren and all the different cities that are around it. I was going to start naming cities, but don't need to do that. That's what's going on here. The land of Naphtali, verse 32, the sixth lot came to the children of Naphtali. For the children of Naphtali, according to their families, and their border began at Halith, closing the territory from the terebinth tree in Zananim, Adami, Nekeb, Jabneel, as far as Lakem, ended up at the Jordan. From Halith, the border extended westward to Asnath, Tabor, and went out from there toward Hukuk. It had joined Zebulun on the south side, Asher on the west side, and ended up at Judah by the Jordan toward the sunrise. And the fortified cities are Zidon, Zir, Hamath, Rakath, and Chinnereth. Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, Hazor, Ion, Migdal, El, Aram, Beth Anan, and Beth Shemesh with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali according to their families and the cities and their villages. You just gotta love it. The land of Dan, 40. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan according to their families. The territory of their inheritance was Zorah, Eshtol, Ir Shemesh, Sheal Labin, Aijalon, Jethla, Elon, Timna, Ekron, Eltika, Gibetha, Gibethon, Bela, Jehud, Beni Barak, Gath Ramon, May Jarkin, Rakan, and the region near Joppa. And the border of the children of Dan went beyond these, because the children of Dan went up to fight against Leshem and took it. And they struck it with the edge of the sword, took possession of it, and dwelled in it. They called Leshem Dan after their father. This is in the inheritance of the children of Dan, according to their villages, to their families, their cities with their villages. Joshua's inheritance. When they had made an end of dividing the land as an inheritance according to their borders, the children of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua the son of Nun. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the mountains of Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelled in it. These were the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribe of children of Israel divided as an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So they made an end of the dividing of the country. And you think about how this was divided by lots. And Joshua said, I want this part. And look what it says. He went and built these cities. Remember, he is 80 years old when they start conquering. So how old is the old dude when he's building the cities? You and I are the ones that retire way too early. There ain't nothing wrong with a good fishing retirement. But when you let your fishing cause you not to get anything accomplished after you've spent your whole life earning your place in this earth, man, don't do that. I will put a timestamp in and say, wonderful preaching. Chapter 20. The Lord also spoke to Joshua saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint for yourself cities of refuge of which I spoke to you through Moses. That the slayer who kills a person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of the blood. When he flees to one of these cities and stands at the entrance of the gate of the city and declares his case in the hearing of the elders in that city, they shall take him into the city as one of them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. Then if the avenger of the blood pursues him, they shall not deliver the slayer into his hand because he struck his neighbor unintentionally, but did not hate him beforehand. Verse 6, and he shall dwell in the land in the city till he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the one who is high priest in those days. Then the slayer may return, come to his own city, his own house, of the city from which he fled. So they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, in the mountains of Naphtali, Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim, Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mountains of Judah. And on the other side of Jordan by Jericho, eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness of the plain from the tribe of Judah, Ramoth in Gilead from the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel and for the stranger who dwelt among them, that whoever killed a person accidentally might flee there and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. Chapter 21. Then the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites came near to Eleazar, the priest, to Joshua, the son of Nun, to the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spoke to them, so they went up to their leadership and spoke to them. The Lord commanded through Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with their common lands for our livestock. Remember, these are the people that take care of the temple. So the children of Israel gave to the Levites from their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their common lands. Now the lot came out for the family of the Kohathites, and the children of Aaron, the priests who were of the Levites, had 13 cities by lot from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of Simeon, from the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of Kohath had 10 cities by lot from the families of the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, from the half-tribe of Manasseh. The children of Gershon had 3 cities by the lot from the families of the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Naphtali, from the tribe of Manasseh and Bashan. Children of Merari, according to their families, had 12 cities from the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. Children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands by lot to the Levites, ordered, commanded by the hand of Moses. So they gave from the tribe of the children of Judah and from the tribe of the children of Simeon these cities, which are designated by name, which were for the children of Aaron, one of the families of the Kohathites. We were of the children of Levi, who were of the children of Levi, for the lot was theirs first. And they gave him Kirjath Arba. And Arba was the father of Anak, which is Hebron, the mountains of Judah, with the common land surrounding it. The fields of the city and his villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as his possession. To the children of Aaron, the priests, they gave Hebron with its common land, city of refuge for the slayer, Libna with its common land, Jadr with its common land, Eshtimoah with its common land, Holon with its common land, Deber, its common land, and with its common land, Judah with its common land, Beth-Shemesh with its common land, 9 cities from these 2 tribes, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its common land, Geba with its common land. Anathoth with its common land. Almon with its common land. 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with their common lands. And the families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, the rest of the children of Kohath. Even they had the cities of their lot from the tribe of Ephraim. For they gave them Shechem with its common land, the mountains of Ephraim, a city of refuge for the slayer, Gezer with its common land, Kibzaim with its common land, Beth Horon with its common land, 4 cities. And for the tribe of Dan, El Tika with its common land, Gibbethon with its common land, Ajalon with its common land, Gath Rimmon with its common land, 4 cities. And from the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with its common land, and Gath Rimmon with its common land, 2 cities. All the 10 cities with their common lands were for the rest of the families of the children of Kohath. Verse 27, also to the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levites from the other half tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, and Bay Ashtira with its common land, 2 cities. From the tribe of the Issachar, Kishion with its common land, Gabernath Dabarath with its common land, Jarmuth with its common land, and Gainan with its common land for four cities. From the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its common land, Abdon with its common land, Helkath with its common land, and Rehob with its common land, four cities. From the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh and Gilead with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Hamath Dor with its common land, and Kartan with its common land, three cities. All of the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their common lands. And to the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites from the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with its common land, Karta with its common land, Dimna with its common land, Nahalal with its common land, four cities. And from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its common land, Jahaz with its common land, Kedemeth with its common land, and Maphath with its common land, four cities. From the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its common land, city of refuge for the slayer. Mahanaim with its common land, Heshbon with its common land, and Jazer with its common land, four cities in all. So all of the cities for the children of Merari, according to the rest of their families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possessions of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their common lands. Every one of these cities had its common land surrounding it. Thus were all these cities. Verse 43. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelled in it. The Lord gave them rest all around, according to all that he had sworn to their fathers, and not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed. Wow. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All of those words came to pass. Now, for those of you that were with me last night at Denny's, or this morning at Denny's, goodness sakes alive, two cooks quit. People walked their food. It was a rough night in that Denny's, and they were all glad that I was there. You and I get to influence the place. When I left, they're like, thank you so much for being patient with us. Yeah. Don't be one of those people who samples your meal, eats half of it, calls the waitress over and says, this isn't cooked right, so make me another one. That's a mess. I saw it happen last night. Anyways, Pastor, I thought we were having fun reading the Bible. We are. Now, for those of you that might be new here, let's pray the prayer of salvation. Now, this is called being born again, receiving Jesus, receiving Christ, becoming a new creation. People call it getting saved. There's lots of names for it. But what's important in this is that you become a believer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. You cannot go, you will not go to heaven if you don't receive Jesus. There's no other way to get there. So this is the first step of your life as a believer. And we pray this prayer every night because we want you to walk with God. Pray this with me, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
According to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
I thank you for that. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of
God. And you rose again on the third day for me. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my
life. In every area.
In every area.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your
righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
I receive all of you.
I receive all of you.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power. Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the family of God. You might say, Pastor, something's going on the inside. It is. It is. We baptized them. Our sister Fred said it today. And you could just, you were experiencing the presence and power of God in your life. How can you take somebody and lay them down in the water and stand them back up and have a spiritual experience? That's, you can't do that. It's not the act of dunking or spiritual waterboarding. It's an act of being born again. That's what just happened right now in your life. You ask Jesus, and he's the author and finisher of faith, so faith came. He's the light of the world, so light came. He's filled with righteousness, never sinned one time, so righteousness came on the inside of you. Your nature happened to you in one turn. How cool is that? The Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt that one into the family of God. And according to Romans chapter 8, verses 11 through 17, you are now born again in an heir of Almighty God. How cool is that? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, I got a whole lot more to say, but we'll save it for another day. Thank you for being a part of this program, helping us, believing in us. Share it with everybody that you know. Seriously. Click that little swoosh mark right down, right there. Make sure you click the bell, click subscribe, click notify, and that way you're connected to this program no matter what happens. And it'll be a blessing to you. Till we see you again. Remember what we always say here, and we truly mean it. And that is this. That we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And
Jesus
is Lord.
See you soon. God bless you. To all of our friends around the world, wherever you may be, I call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. May you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. May you be filled with grace, power, and strength. No weapon formed against you prosper. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. See you tomorrow morning.